Trump, Biden could be prosecuted for causing deaths of migrants. By Neil Monroe on June 27, 2024. Former President Donald Trump told President Joe Biden that he could be prosecuted for causing the deaths of migrants on their way to the U.S. border. The charge came after CNN asked Trump if he would impose retribution on Biden if he won the 2024 presidential election. "My retribution is going to be, A, success, making this country successful again because, right now, it's a failing nation," Trump responded. Trump turned to Biden, saying, "He could be a convicted felon as soon as he gets out of office. Joe could be a convicted felon with all of the things that he's done. He's done horrible things, all of the death caused at the border." Breitbart closely tracked deaths imposed on Americans by Biden's flood of roughly 7 million southern migrants. But Breitbart News has also carefully tracked the huge death toll of migrants caused by Biden's decision to open the borders in January 2021. In 2022, Jackie Stallings, a member of the Martha's Vineyard Community Services nonprofit, told CNN what she had seen on a migrant's cell phone. "There were bodies and moms with babies trying to get through mud. In Panama, that was like clay," one migrant told her. "Look, this one died, he died and this one died. The mud is like up to here too, their thigh, they die because they get stuck." In March 2024, Breitbart News reported, President Joe Biden's welcome lured at least 1,000 Latino migrants to their deaths along his border in 2022, according to an agency statement quietly released on March 18. The number is roughly double his 2021 border death toll of 568 migrants. The score is more than four times the 254 people who died while trying to get over President Donald Trump's guarded border in 2020 as Democrats jeered at him for supposedly keeping kids in cages. The vast majority of the progressives' migrant victims are poor, non-white Latinos from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, according to the DHS data. Breitbart News added, the agency's record count of 1,000 dead migrants in 2022, however, excludes the many deaths among migrants south of Biden's border. For example, at least 891 dead migrants were found in the Caribbean, Central America, and South America in 2022, according to a 2023 report by the UN International Organization for Migration. At least 8,984 migrants died in the Americas from 2014 to 2023, according to a forthcoming UN report. In July 2022, at least 17 Haitian migrants drowned when a boat capsized on its way to an expected welcome in Florida. The dead included at least one child. Many migrants reported many deaths along the Darien Gap Trail between Colombia and Panama, which was partly built and maintained with federal aid delivered by Biden's pro-migration border security chief, Alejandro Mayorkas.